Chapter 24.
How may I help you? Said the voice on the other end of the line. Know how nice it is to hear from you? Jesse said.
It's nice, the voice said.
What do you want?
You interested in a job?
It depends.
On?
The job. Jesse explained the job and the circumstances, and who it was that required his services.
Why me?
Nobody better.
You noticed.
Be hard not to.
Salary?
Negotiable. There was silence for a while.
So, Jesse said, I'll be there tomorrow.
I'll check to make sure he's in, Ida Fernley said, somewhat less friendly than she was previously. After several moments, she emerged from Commissioner Goodwin's office. He'll see you, she said. Jesse went inside. William J. Goodwin was standing behind his desk, all 4'7" of him.
Twice in 1 week, he said. That's a record.
Thank you for seeing me.
What can I do for you now?
I'm afraid I'm here for the same reason I was last time.
Water rates?
Yes. I had an unsettling conversation with one of your employees, Oscar La Brea.
Why would you be talking with Oscar La Brea?
Follow-up, Jesse said.
Follow-up to what?
To the conversation I had with you.
You talked with one of our employees?
Yes.
Why?
Because the issue of possible meter tampering hasn't gone away.
Meter tampering, is it? Goodwin said.
Jesse didn't say anything.
You suspect this department of engaging in meter tampering?
I don't suspect anyone of anything. I'm fact-finding is all.
And what facts did you learn from Mr. La Brea?
Nothing specific. But I found his response to my visit unsettling.
Oh?
He became evasive, and at one point he broke off the conversation and told me he needed to speak with his lawyer.
Why would he do that?
That was going to be one of my questions to you, Jesse said. Goodwin didn't say anything.
Why do you suppose Mr. La Brea said that? Jesse said.
I wouldn't know.
Why would he need a lawyer? I said I wouldn't know.
Is he a trustworthy employee?
He's worked here for 12 years.
How well do you know him?
Why would you ask me that?
Jesse didn't respond.
Do you suspect me of something?
Goodwin said, drawing himself up to his full height.
Why would you think that?
Because I don't like the tone of your questioning.
Mr. Goodwin, Jesse said, I've received complaints regarding possible irregularities at Paradise DWP. I'm here in response to those complaints. It's part of my job. I'm simply trying to determine what happened.
And you think that somehow I'm involved in meter tampering?
I never said that.
But you think that?
I don't think anything except that both Mr. La Brea and now you are behaving in a puzzling manner.
This meeting is over, Chief Stone, Goodwin said. If you have any further questions, please forward them to the DWP Legal Department. Hopefully you'll find satisfaction in their responses. Good day, sir.
Jesse stared at Goodwin for a while. Goodwin shifted his feet uneasily.
I said good day, Chief Stone.
Jesse left without responding.